Padaro. We're live from the NovaCare Complex, our Xfinity studio on this Wednesday here in South Philadelphia. The Eagles looking straight ahead at the St. Louis Rams in the 2011 season opener. Great show for you today. Really the day that sets up the rest of the week. The game plan goes into place for the players. The coaches have been working on that all weekend. And now the Eagles get specific about what they want to do to beat the Rams on Sunday. The playbook, which is this big, gets condensed down to about this large for this week as the Eagles get really, really in-depth with how they want to attack the St. Louis Rams. We've got a great show with Andy Reid coming your way. We go into the locker room. We'll hear from Michael Vick and everything going on there with the players. In just a little bit here, we'll speak with Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, who comes in and joins us. And we always love hearing from Merrill, of course. And we hear from you as well. Today we will take predictions. We took a few yesterday. Again, if you want to call in and give us a prediction, Eagles-Rams, then we will write down the score. And the closest one to an Eagles win gets a piece of fabulous autographed Eagles merchandise. Starting to get into the day, so we'll update these as we go along. But let's take a look first at the headlines for Wednesday. Yesterday, Akeem Jordan, Eagles linebacker, signed a two-year deal. Can't explain that one, people. He was here on a one-year deal. Cannot quite, explain that, but maybe Andy Reid can. The return game. It is DeSean Jackson and Deion Lewis returning kicks. Andy Reid meets the media at 11:40. Make sure you tune into Eagles Nightly. Last night we had a really great show with the Casey Matthews Rookie Report, Cole Anderson in the studio tonight. We will bring you more. And we've had a great audience so far with our Eagles Nightly every night, Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:30. It's a recap of everything that's gone on, kind of the news of the day. You know, I'm sure you've noticed that we've been kind of rolling through this all day. We started 8 o'clock in the morning. We have the Daily Eagle. Then we have a piece in that which is called the Eagles Update. And then we roll into Eagles Live. And then we roll to Eagles Nightly. And we're trying to keep you as close to the action as we possibly can. And, of course, on game day, we are live as well. What we want to do now is take a little break. As we said, tonight it'll be Greg Cosell and Adam Kaplan talking about Casey Matthews. In just a moment, as we take a quick break here, we're going to bring in the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese. As excited as anyone possibly could be, Sunday right around the corner, Merrill is jumping up and down literally for joy, and he does get some VT, some vertical time. Coming right back with Merrill Reese in the studio in just a moment.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, better banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS, HD video cam for lectures, gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever for $199.99 and get another one free.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snapple extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on earth.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
Mmm, it's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. Gotta fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enriched, timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, preparing for season number 35, Merrill.
35.
And it doesn't get any less exciting, does it?
It doesn't get any more exciting.
It doesn't get any less exciting every year after year is what I'm saying.
Oh, no. Every year is this is as exciting as I've ever been. I mean, every year is exciting, and this one is a very special year. I think this is the most talented team of the Andy Reid era. Now, correct me if I have said that four or five times before.
I wanted to ask you about that, Merle, because there have been a lot of comparisons in this team and other teams in the past. And I just, to me, I agree with you. But then you look and you say, well, how can you say that? The kickers are inexperienced. The linebackers are inexperienced.
Yeah, but have you ever seen so-called skill position talent this deep? I mean, you look at the running backs. You have Shady McCoy, who is about to become a premier back, one of the best running backs, all-around backs in all of football. And behind him, you have Ronnie Brown. And behind him, you have one of the really electric rookies in Deion Lewis. I mean, that is tremendous depth right there. And you look at the wide receivers, and you go, I mean, you go DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Jason Avant, Riley Cooper, and now Steve Smith about to come on the scene. So this
and
is,
cornerback is clearly
cornerback's beyond belief.
Now the Eagles add Hoseleo Hanson, reportedly comes back to the Eagles. So you've got a really good group of cornerbacks that I don't think I've ever seen that kind of depth here either.
Well, it's the best trio of cornerbacks. I think you can say it's the best trio of cornerbacks in the entire NFL. There's not
what about
even
the best foursome of cornerbacks? Hoseleo's back.
I know.
He's an experienced guy.
Yeah.
Right?
But I'm just talking about the three who are Pro Bowlers. I mean, I'm talking about Samuel Asamoah and Rogers Cromartie. You're talking about three of the absolute best in the National Football League. And maybe Asamoah ranks as one of the greatest of all time.
Merrill, with all that said, there are national experts out there, all these magazines, and not one of them is picking the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. This is very mystifying. I think people are rooting against the Eagles out there. How about that?
I don't know that they're rooting against the Eagles, but they tend to go with proven commodities. It's a very easy pick right now to say the Green Bay Packers. It's a very easy pick because of the past to say the New England Patriots. And the chances of them being right, of course, from an odds standpoint, from a track record standpoint, are greater than this team that has an offensive line that is in transition. But they have an offensive line coach who has a tremendous track record. And I think that this team's going to go through growing pains. I'm not saying that they're going to come out the door and go 6-0 or 5-1. I think there's going to be some growing pains and some stumbling in the first month of the season. But I think when all is said and done, this team's going to be right there in the mix to take the whole thing.
Merrill, we're watching Michael Vick here, and he's running around, and that's obviously the big story here is can the offensive line provide adequate protection for him? Your view of what the Eagles have done up front here with Kelsey, with Watkins, moving Harriman's to right tackle, having Evan Mathis, kind of a journeyman, starting now at left guard?
Well, as far as the Harriman's to right tackle, that seemed like the natural move since you don't have a 100% Winston Justice right there. In terms of the other move, I defer to Howard Mudd. I mean, really. I mean, how would I or you or anybody be qualified to evaluate whether these guys will get you further in the long run than staying more status quo? And if Howard Mudd says that these are the guys who are the future of this offensive line, let's face it. At the end of last season, the offensive line wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't good enough. So in bringing in Kelsey, he feels that he is the equivalent of a young Jeff Saturday, who was a great center in Indianapolis. He loves Danny Watkins, loved him when he drafted him, and feels that he will get to a level sometime during this season that will be good enough to play guard on a Super Bowl team. That's right. What he believes.
And that said, you look at the St. Louis Rams and you know they're going to blitz and know it's going to be very loud these first 2 weeks on the road. And you do wonder how the offensive line is going to perform. And I think more than that, I wonder, Merrill, how will Andy Reid and Marty Morningwig approach the offensive philosophy? Will they tighten things up a little bit?
Well, I think they're going to throw the ball because that is their MO. I don't care who they play. They're going to throw the ball. But they do have options. And if the Rams react in one way, they're going to use Shady McCoy. They may have a package in there for Deion Lewis. Mm. They have a Ronnie Brown who can spell Shady McCoy. They can go to Brent Celek. I mean, they've got two very athletic tight ends, Brent Celek and Clay Harbor, who I think is going to come into his own this year. And they just have a lot of options, Dave.
Why wouldn't they run, though, Merle? Come out and hand the ball off seven times in the first 17 plays.
They may. I mean, it just depends on what the defense is doing. Mm-hmm. But you're suddenly not going to see the Eagles' offense change. You're not going to see the Eagles' offense become the Pittsburgh Steelers. They are not a team that runs the ball to set up the pass. I mean, this is a team that passes the ball first. They are a passing West Coast offense, and that's not going to change.
Merrill, Jeremy Maclin will start this week against the Rams. Steve Smith, part of the weapons the Eagles have to employ at wide receiver. How do you expect the wide receivers to be used here? With all that talent, there's only one football in a 60-minute game.
That's okay, and that's going to present nightmares for the defense. And Jason Avant, who Mike Quick and Harold Carmichael both say is as good a slot receiver as there is in the National Football League. To have three or four of those wide receivers who want the ball, to have five of them, that's great.
Merle, the defense is fascinating. Let's be honest here. Juan Castillo is taking over the defense, moving an offensive line coach to a defensive coordinator job unprecedented in NFL history. I don't think we've seen anything close to what his scheme is going to be. I don't understand quite what he's going to do with three cornerbacks. It's going to be fun to watch with these three great corners. What do you expect scheme-wise?
Well, one of the things, I think, one of the areas that people are underrating the Eagles in is their run-stopping ability. And I've heard this. They haven't been able to stop the run. And look how Rashard Mendenhall ran against them in Pittsburgh that night. This will be the first time that you will have Mike Patterson and Antonio Dixon side by side on the field. Antonio Dixon's the best run stopper on this team. And then you add Colin Jenkins. I mean, you've got a talented defensive line.
Yeah, and Jaquay Parker's practicing.
They just haven't been together this summer.
It's. I guess I feel, Merrill, I think everybody kind of feels this, that I have great expectations, and I think this is going to be a fantastic team. But I don't know this team yet. And I'm sure every team in the NFL can say the same thing. After no OTAs, no offseason, just four preseason games and 5 weeks of practice.
Absolutely. And I've watched a lot of the preseason games on television. I saw New England, Dave, when they were absolutely manhandled by Detroit. Mm-hmm. Now everybody is elevating Detroit. Ah, this is the Lions' year, and Jim Schwartz is going to be the coach of the year, and watch the Lions move up. Yeah, I think the Lions are going to be better, but it's not going to be a 1-2-3 process. I think the St. Louis Rams are going to present a very tough opener for the Eagles because I think they are an ascending team with a brilliant young quarterback. And I just think they're at a tough running game. I think this is – I was kidding Andy Reid last night on his show that why didn't his athletic director get him an Akron to open against or an Indiana
State?
There
are none of them in the NFL.
There are none of them in the NFL. Yeah. But you know what? You know who I'd like to open up against right now? Jacksonville or Seattle or one of those type of teams. But St. Louis Rams, they're a tough team.
I agree with that. I do agree with that, and I respect them. But then I look and I think, okay, Steven Jackson, legitimate player. Mm-hmm. Good rookie tight end. Kendricks, good player.
Cadillac Williams.
Okay, great. And Danny Amendola and Brandon Gibson and Mike Sims-Walker. And how are the Rams scoring 24 points to beat the Eagles? How?
It's going to be tough.
By forcing turnovers, by taking advantage of mistakes. So the Eagles have to go in there and just play good, sound, solid, mistake-free football. And they win the game.
Well, that's exactly right. If you take the Rams' best against the Eagles' best, the Eagles win the game.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the Rams' best against the Eagles playing a good game, maybe not their A game, the Eagles win the game. But if you take the Rams' best and the Eagles are subpar, yep, and make mistakes and get rattled in the dome, that's where you can find an upset. But, yep, I think the Eagles are going to win. I just think it's going to be a challenge, and it's the kind of challenge this team has to rise to.
Merrill, two domes to open the season. You must be going crazy.
I hate domes.
I know that.
I hate domes. I just know it's going to be the most beautiful 78-degree day in St. Louis, Missouri, as we walk into another dank dome.
Mm-hmm.
Football's not made to be played in domes, Dave, even in the winter, even when it snows. I mean, that's football. That's real football. Not to go inside. It's not an inside game. But then we are going into the Edward Jones Dome. And then next week into the Georgia Dome, where the locker rooms are fuchsia. Can you imagine the visitor's locker room is fuchsia? What does that tell you? I mean, that's just awful. Fuchsia.
I agree. I agree. I think it's distracting for the team. I think that's the intention of
it. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
And then they have lullabies playing, filtering into the visiting team's
part of the home field advantage.
Room. Right. Well, hoping that team just comes out and waltzes through a game and gets their rear ends handed to them.
Merle, we begin another dance, if you will, for the 2011 season. I'm really excited about it.
I can't wait.
I cannot wait. Yeah, it's just been a great offseason.
You're number 35. Started when I was 14.
Right?
And
heard
I
heard that
just,
one before.
What else?
Well, what else?
I mean, I'm running out.
It.
I'm running out of explanations.
Right. What do you?
But
have
I love it.
Anything new for the booth? Michael Anthony Quick is back.
Of course he is.
Yeah. He's excited too, I'm sure, in his own.
He absolutely
cool way.
Is, and he loves the wide receivers that this team has, and he is excited.
Yeah.
You know, we all have questions.
Of course, that's part of the fun.
Going into the season, I'm not sure how I am with DeSean Jackson as the punt returner. I don't know
really?
That I like him. Oh, he's great.
But
he's
you
great.
Don't want to use him there.
I worry a little about DeSean Jackson because he's such a valuable wide receiver, and I love when you have DeSean Jackson and you can spot him the way they did at the Meadowlands last December 19th.
And you can with Macklin can return punts. Merle, who's the most difficult Eagle? They went about this offseason bringing in depth, right? Who's the most difficult to replace Eagle on this team?
Michael Vick.
But even with Vince Young there?
I was going to
say Jason Peters. I don't know who the backup left tackle would be. Or maybe Trent Cole, who would the backup right end be.
Yeah, but when you talk about the player, the one player who elevates this team into Super Bowl contention more than any other, it's number 7.
Okay.
It's number 7.
Well,
there's no doubt about that.
Looking for great things from Michael Vick, looking for great things
from
the
Eagles. I'll give you another name.
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, you could also make a case for, because of how he's being used, for DeSean Jackson, and you can also make a case for Shady McCoy, who I think is going to his first Pro Bowl this year,
yeah,
if he stays healthy.
He should have been there last year as well.
But if you talk about the most difficult player to replace, it's Michael Vick.
Okay. Merle Reese, have a great year, and we'll see you throughout the season here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
I can't wait.
Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Merle Reese in our Xfinity studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job they're backed by the super guarantee? Only Superpages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. In the book, on your phone, or online.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that, and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go, only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full-QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
Ricoh is the official document solutions partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Visit Ricoh at www.ricoh-usa.com.
The biggest thing about the first play of the drive, we knew the play the night before and we was going deep. We was going to take a shot.
Oh, he's back and he is looking deep.
This one's called the Deshauninator. If he hits it, he can rename it.
We're back here. Dave Spadaro with you. We're going to get to Tom in St. Louis in just 1 minute. Want to let you know that the Philadelphia Eagles official merchandise catalog is out in the mail, available online as well, and it is great, chock full of wonderful things that I've been spending a lot of time looking at actually today. Have had a lot of fun looking at the jerseys, looking at the game day gear, looking at the sweatshirts, which I love. And it's all available to you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, our calendar. It's a new format. For 2011, a lot of cool stuff. So check that out. Make sure you spend some time looking through it, and we'll go ahead and get that. Let's go to Jason Babbitt in the locker room. Big player for the Eagles here, defensive end. Before we get to Andy Reid, and has a lot of great expectations for this season. So you've seen the calendar. Make sure you buy it. Let's go into the locker room now and talk to Jason Babbone. Eagles left defensive end. Could be a starter, could be a reserve. He will play quite a bit for this team. When you've seen him, I know you haven't done a lot of study yet, but
The thing about him is he's a powerful runner. You know, we don't want to let him out of the box. We want the line. All we were thinking about is hitting him, not let him get past the line of scrimmage.
I mean, he also catches the football pretty well. You don't see a lot of big backs who have that kind of double ability.
No, but our thing is those times when he does do the short passes or the screens, and the way we pursue the ball, like when we're pursuing from behind and he makes that cut, like in our minds we're trying to make whoever it is pay for cutting back. And secondary linebackers making cut back, and there are D lines pursuing. Big guys like Dixon, Mike Patterson, Jenkins, Laws. There's going to be something nasty is going to happen.
Is Sunday like a little bit of a sense of discovery for you to find out what this defense is all about, or do you feel like you have a pretty good sense?
Oh, I know what this defense is about. And our thing is we're going to go out Sunday and we're going to show the rest of the world what our defense is all about.
All right, let's get to the telephones now. Bring in Tom from St. Louis. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Dave?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Better than average, thank you. First and foremost, I wanted to say thank you so very much for all the excellent coverage. I live in the middle of the country.
Yeah, you do.
Was born and raised, actually, in Runnymede,
okay.
Which is, I'm sure you're familiar.
Mm-hmm.
I bleed green, and I hate to say it, but for the first time in just about a decade, my birds are coming out here. I don't have to travel. I'm decidedly blue-collar, so, you know, the fact that I can actually go to a game, I got tickets, 50-yard line, 17 rows back. You know, the old lady hooked me up. Life is beautiful.
Nice. Now, let me ask you this. Is there any sort of scene, Eagles scene, the night before or the day of? Like, are there a lot of Eagles fans? Do you expect a lot of Eagles fans to be there?
I would say there's going to be a good amount. I'm not going to say there's going to be, I mean, obviously it's the first game, and St. Louis loves their sports.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of transplants in the area. So, and I think you had, during the whole lockout, there was a comment made that, I specifically remember you making it, that Philadelphia, or not Philadelphia, excuse me, football is a national thing.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people in a lot of different areas. One of the local places I go to catch out-of-market games is there's like five of us, and it's funny because, like, you know, 2 years later, it'll be the same five guys.
Hmm.
But the owner of the bar, luckily, also is an Eagles fan.
Oh, nice.
My own little personal circle of friends, I know there's like four or five of us going. I don't think it's going to be a huge presence. It is a dome. So,
yeah.
I'm not stressing out about that, to be honest with you.
Just be loud. Just do me a favor
Absolutely.
And be really loud.
Well, I got some tickets. I'm wearing the black alternate jersey.
Okay.
Yeah, the wife's wearing the white jersey.
What number?
Seven.
Okay.
Well, I got a real quick story about that. When we got Vic, and everyone thought after his first year playing, you know, second backup that we were going to cut him, I got an extraordinarily good deal on the jersey. Okay. And that's when the wound was still fresh, and everyone was like, oh, dog killer.
Right.
But I bleed green. You know, my favorite Eagle has been, Howie Roseman this year, to be honest with you.
But, Howie will be very happy to hear that.
I am a Jeffrey Lurie fan. I'm an Andy Reid fan. It goes all the way back. Jerome Brown, Reggie White. You can't name an Eagle I haven't been in love with. So it's, you know, it's all good.
Yeah.
I just wanted to call, and like I said, first of all, thank you so very much. Being out here, it's, you know, it's hard. My license plate says Eagles. So
I love
know.
It. I love we're,
yeah.
we're here. We're here because of guys like you, Tom. Now, I need to know, we're taking predictions today. The winner gets an autographed piece of merchandise. Who knows what it's going to be? We got a bunch of stuff upstairs. What do you think about this game?
35-14 Birds.
Wow. Close for a half?
The reason why I think 35-14 Birds, I think the last time they played at Lincoln.
35-3.
Yeah, exactly. Bradford brings a lot to the table.
Yes.
Don't get me wrong. I don't know. Maybe all but 3 years, I'd like Rams. I think they're a decent team. I always feel bad for them when they do poorly. I don't think that they're going to be able to stop. I love Quint Michael, too, but I don't think they're going to be able to stop Vic.
Mm-hmm.
I just think we have way too many weapons. I'm confident that we can stop Howie's kid, Chris, from beating up on Mike too bad. Which is good. I do think that we're going to get five. I think that at least three of them are going to be rushing, believe it or not. I don't know. I've got this strange feeling. I know that in the past it's also been, you know, talked about that we'd like to go out and, you know, kind of put our foot down like we did in against Washington with one big play at the beginning. But I also think that Andy's been he knows the deal too. You know, so I have a really strong feeling there's going to be a lot more of a run game. If for no other reason than to stop the
yeah.
to stop the sack.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
I mean, yeah. You figure, hey Tom. Thanks so much for the call, and we'll see you on Sunday. Make sure you look for me. I'll have my Spud Cam, and I'll be looking for you.
I will be out there early. I guarantee you'll see me, Dave.
Thanks,
Thank
dude.
You so
All right.
much.
Yeah, you know, and I think the idea, and talking to Jason Kelsey yesterday that we recorded for the Daily Eagle. I mean, the Eagles are anticipating blitz, so. It just, to me, I mean, if you're anticipating blitz, and I know that you anticipate it, and then you say, well, we have the scheme here, we'll block it up, and then we'll hit them, you know, I'm not sure I want to put people in that kind of position to make a mistake, a young group. Fred Robbins and Chris Long against Harriman's and Danny Watkins, you know, they're going to run a lot of games on Watkins. They're going to try to confuse Danny Watkins. They're going to attack Watkins, Kelsey, and Mathis. That makes sense. Let's go to Ian in Connecticut. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Getting excited?
Yeah, already excited. I try to keep my cool, though, until game day.
I took Shady with the number 6 overall pick in my league yesterday.
Mm.
I was worried that I wasn't going to get him at 6.
I had the 11th pick in the draft last night. And I had a choice of Shady or Jones-Drew, and I just took Jones-Drew. I just...
Oh, Dave.
Yeah, I try to stay away from Eagles. It's too... I have Macklin, but I think Shady will pile up a lot of yardage. I just don't know in touchdown situations. I think Vic's going to score a bunch,
yeah,
and I think Ronnie Brown's going to score
some. We have a PPR league,
mm-hmm.
So you get a point every catch. So, you know, I mean, if Shady runs for 100 yards and has, you know, four catches for 40 or something like that, that's, a fair amount of points. You know, we don't need touchdowns quite as much.
Yeah, ours is very, very touchdown-based. And you get 1 point for 50 yards rushing, 2 points for 75 yards rushing, and 7 points for 100 yards rushing and receiving.
Yeah, we have a much different scoring system.
Yeah.
First of all, prediction?
Yes, sir.
30-17 Eagles.
30-17 Eagles. So you like the Eagles big.
Yeah, I don't think that their offense is going to be able to have too much success. And I think that will probably pressure, Bradford into interception or two if they even decide to throw the ball. You know, I mean, to game plan against Eagles defense, you know, I see these guys doing a lot of small ball, whether it's, you know, short passes to the tight end or running backs or, some trap or screen plays to take advantage of the aggressive defensive ends and challenge the linebackers. And I just don't see the Rams being able to put up a lot of points.
You know, I think I agree with you. I think early you may see the Rams try to run, and then go over the top. But by and large, yeah, I think the Eagles will make it very difficult for them to score a lot of points. I think the screen game is a very important part of things. I mean, but here's the thing about the screen game. If the Eagles are only rushing four, the linebackers should be in place. And by the way, just one quick thing, Ian, just hang on. Eagles making it official here, bringing back Hosalio Hansen. So he is back with the team. Travard Lindley gets released. So the Eagles still with six cornerbacks here. But Hansen had an opportunity to go out and find a job, and really wasn't anything that was appealing to him out there. So he is back. So the Eagles have just amazing depth at the cornerback position.
That's very surprising.
Amazing, yeah.
How could the Giants not want him? I guess I don't really understand that at all.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not only wanting the player. There's the talent. There's the price tag. I thought Hosalio probably expected a large market, a great market for him. Wasn't there, so he comes back to Philly. He not only plays cornerback, he plays gunner on special teams. So a very valuable piece.
Did they bring him back at the same salary?
I don't know.
And Lindley, is that the kid from Kentucky or
yes,
Jared Calvin?
He is the kid from Kentucky. Fourth round draft pick last year. He is practice squad eligible.
Yeah.
So we'll see if the Eagles are able to bring him back. But there's the official news. I know it. We had been sitting on it here for a while. We actually, Hosalio came up to our area upstairs and was like, "Well, where's Howie Roseman's office?" And so we're sitting there going, "Well, what's going on here?" But we unable to say anything until now. But Hosalio back. We'll probably get Adam Kaplan on the phone in a little bit to talk about it and wonder what kind of salary, what kind of market. Just glad to have Hosalio Hansen back with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I'm surprised. You know, Lindley and Calvin are both gone now.
Yeah, well, you know, Calvin was acquired in the trade from Charles Scott, right?
Yeah.
Lindley, a fourth-round pick. Curtis Marsh, a third-round pick. The Eagles weren't going to get rid of him. We talked about this yesterday. Who's the 53rd man on the roster? You could argue for a couple of players it turned out to be today, at least at that position, Travard Lindley. So maybe they get him back on the practice squad. That'd be a great thing.
Yeah. So I guess the two concerns for the Eagles are nothing that you haven't heard or surprising to you would be the offensive line, the continuity and the talent, and the linebackers as well.
Yeah.
What is Mudd doing to, you know, get these guys prepared?
How much of it is
the new system versus the new players?
He's coaching the heck out of them, is what I'll tell you. And Ian, I've talked to Howard Mudd a lot, and Jason Kelce is somebody he is very, 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 very high on. Now, right guard, now right
future.
No, actually, for right now.
Okay.
He thinks he's a much better player than anybody they have, any option they have at center.
Okay.
So, you know.
How does he feel about Watkins?
I think Watkins is getting better and is, again, probably one of those players who you say, wow, if he had had the offseason to learn the guard position, to learn the technique from what Howard wants, he'd be a much, much more advanced player at this point.
Is he not as physically dominant as, say, as Sean Andrews was?
No. Oh, I don't think so. I think Sean Andrews had the physical ability to be one of the greatest linemen of all time. I really do. He had the feet. He had the size, the strength, the athletic ability. No, there are very few. I'm trying to think. I mean, Jason Peters is in that category, obviously. He's a great athlete at left tackle. I don't know if I've ever seen another one like Andrews in all the time I've been here. And that includes Trey, who's pretty good. Trey had the athletic ability, may not have had the physical, the strength. Technically very, very sound. Runyon was never the athlete like Andrews. Andrews could have been one of the greatest of all time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. And,
all right.
I guess it'll be a big test for the linebackers come Sunday. How do you think they're gonna?
I mean, obviously, I go in very optimistic, Ian, but I'm looking to see it just like you are. This is going to be a great test for Casey and for Jamar Chaney. And look, the Rams are going to want to get the football to Kendricks, their tight end. And I think that's going to be a big part of their offense. They're going to want to get the ball in the swing pass to Steven Jackson. They're going to want to get the football out of Sam Bradford's hands because the Eagles have favorable matchups up front, one-on-one against the Rams offensive line, particularly, in my opinion, the right side of the Rams offensive line.
All right. Well, so, I'm interested in seeing it. And just another question before I let you go. Jarrett, number 2 pick out of Temple.
Yes.
I was expecting him to come in right away at strong safety and kind of be, with the talent we have at cornerback, I figured he would be, the 8th guy in the box to help stop the run. Are they going to be rotating safeties? Do you have any idea what's going to go on in that part of the secondary?
Yeah, I don't. But it does sound like there will be some rotation going on. And I actually did not expect Jarrett early in the year to be an impact guy. And frankly, Ian, I didn't expect this, other than Watkins, I don't think I expected this rookie class to have this kind of immediate impact. I am stunned that the Eagles are going to start, including the kickers, I am stunned that the Eagles are going to start 5 rookies against the Rams. I'm stunned. I'm stunned that Kelsey's starting, Casey Matthews starting, Watkins I expected, and then the 2 kickers. It's for a team that won the NFC East last year to turn the roster over and to actually get younger in positions, I am blown away.
Yeah, me too.
I'm impressed.
And
I'm excited.
Impressive for a good team. It just it kind of keeps my expectations down slightly for Super Bowl contender.
Well,
I love the team right now.
So you're saying that if Jamal Jackson were starting at center, you'd feel that the Eagles were closer to being a Super Bowl team?
No, I'm saying that I feel that with the 2 rookie kickers, that with Casey Matthews as a group,
okay,
those 4 guys, makes me a little less likely. I'm not going to say that. I'm not saying that Jamal Jackson is better than Kelsey. I've got no idea.
Yeah.
I'll certainly trust Mutt on it. But the fact that, we have one guy playing at the same position as we did last year on the offensive line, and, offensive line was hardly a strong point last year, and now these guys are in a new system and there's a lot of changes, it makes one a little bit nervous.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see.
All right. Hey, Ian, thanks.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. You got it. Thanks. And that's Ian from Connecticut. Thanks for the call. All right, Andy Reid will be along here shortly, and he will address the Hosalio Hansen situation. In case you are just tuning in, the Eagles re-sign Hosalio Hansen, veteran cornerback, and a valuable guy here. 6 starts last year. Also plays special teams. So I'm sure Bobby April's pretty thrilled to have him back as a gunner. But the Eagles had reportedly been working on a trade for Hosalio. Last week, reportedly had been close to a trade. Didn't work out. They waive him. The reports are that, expectations, he should get some great hits from other teams. Nothing, no nibbles. Well, maybe nibbles, but nothing that he felt was going to be more attractive than coming back to Philadelphia in this scheme with this defense. So the Eagles release Trevard Lindley. They bring back Joselio Hansen. And what amazing depth at the cornerback position for this defense. Absolutely amazing. All right, let's take a phone call before we get to Andy Reid. Tyrell in Philadelphia joins us. Hey, Tyrell.
Hey, go Eagles, go Eagles.
I hear you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. Really stoked about the reacquisition, if you may, of Mr. Hansen there. I just wanted to, you know, say to all the naysayers that this team's going to need time to gel. I mean, we historically go into the month of December with who we are as a team, and I just think that everybody just needs to relax, that these young guys are going to have time to get acclimated, and I think we're going to be all right. To start the season, we got a couple, wins that will help along the way. So,
Tyrell, these are two tough games, two road games in domes, loud places, two teams that should be playoff teams this year. It's not an easy first couple of games, but I kind of like starting the season out that way and finding out what kind of focus these young guys have. You know, Jason Kelce can really, really show us a lot, and Danny Watkins and Casey Matthews, by coming in here, playing in St. Louis and playing well in maybe the loudest stadium in the league. I mean, it's a dome. It's crazy in that place.
Yeah. What do you think happened with Trevard Lindley?
I think he's just, I'll tell you, honestly, I didn't think that he played as well as Curtis Marsh in the preseason and in the training camp.
They really like Brandon Hughes, huh?
Yeah, Brandon Hughes has a little bit of size on him, good special teams player. I think Trevard was one of those players who the Eagles wanted to see get in the weight room, gain 10 pounds, and have a really great offseason. Hopefully he comes back in a practice squad capacity. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, one more question here. What happened to Cornelius Ingram? I thought I've seen him on a couple of catches in the preseason. He looked like he had his athleticism back.
Looked like he got it back, signed with the Cowboys on their practice squad, so he is still around. We all root for Cornelius, one of the great guys. Hey, Tyrell, give me a prediction for Sunday's game.
Prediction for Sunday's game, I would say 27-14.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Tyrell, thanks, man. Thanks for checking in. All right, okay. Good stuff. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live from the NovaCare Complex. Andy Reid will be along any minute now. His first Wednesday before game press conference. For some reason, and I know Andy Reid isn't the most electrifying press conference giver, but I'm looking forward to this one. The whole routine of what we do, it feels good to get back into the cadence of the regular season. You know, we're live every day at 11. Andy Reid comes along at 11:40 or so. Thursday, it's the coordinators choking down the microphone. Bobby April just going off on these wild tangents. Marty Morningwig saying cyclic. Having the Eagles fans notice all this stuff, kind of, enjoy along with us. It's just such a neat, knowing who's going to call me, kind of. It feels right, And all those months during the off season when there was the work stoppage, and these are the kind of days that I really, really wanted to have. And so here we are, me and you and thousands of Eagles fans joining in every day. We're live at 8 o'clock in the morning with the Daily Eagle in our Eagles update. We are live at 11 o'clock every day with Eagles Live. And then we're live at 7 o'clock tonight, Eagles Nightly. More of our film room, Adam Kaplan and Greg Cosell, breaking down Casey Matthews. And that's going to be must-see TV. It's a really great feature, one of many great features on Eagles Nightly. Weeknights, 7 o'clock, only on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Reminder for those able to tune in, and you better all be able to, on Sunday we'll start looping Eagles television shows we're going to start looping them at 10:30. No, 11 o'clock. 11:30. Well, we're not sure yet. We'll roll them right into our kickoff show. We'll be live from the Edward Jones Dome and the NovaCare Complex. And then we will do a halftime show from the NovaCare Complex. We'll also do a hit from St. Louis. You know, just like a grown-up TV station that we are. And then, of course, the post-game show presented by Rico. Chris McPherson will be hosting? I believe so. I think Beau Wolf is going out to St. Louis with moi. Correct? Yeah. Oh, and Sam Helliwell's making the trip. Ryan McCann will be back in studio. You guys feel good about that?
Yes.
Okay, good. Ryan's going to have a good weekend at home. You know, I just got off Gmail. Do you have a call? No. Well, we're just killing time here, guys. We're taking predictions today. 215-339-6709. We're going to hold until Andy Reid walks in. I believe at any moment Andy Reid will come sprinting into the auditorium. So excited to talk to the media. And we'll take a phone call. Let's go to New Jersey and talk to Ray. Hey, Ray.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm just motivated for this Eagles game coming up Sunday. I'm excited.
Good. I'm glad you're
watching,
motivated.
I just wanted to hear, I had two questions. One question, did Nnamdi get his number 21 back since the Hosolio was cut?
No, that is actually Ronnie Brown's number. Nnamdi is 24 the entire season. After that, I don't know. Yeah.
And another question, did you watch NFL Network yesterday? Did you see Marshall Faulk's prediction for the Rams-Eagles game?
I did, and, you know, what do you expect? The guy's a Hall of Famer with the St. Louis Rams. He's not going to pick against the Rams.
Yeah, but at the same time, he knows he's got a young quarterback, and the Eagles' defensive line, basically, is a lot much more improved. Secondary is better. I don't know if Sam Bradford can handle that.
And the Eagles, listen, if I'm Jim Washburn and Juan, I'm dialing up all kinds of pressure.
Yes.
All kinds of pressure. But I think this, too, Ray. I think week one of an NFL season is so difficult to predict because you really don't know what teams have. And so I always go into the season and say the first 2 weeks, you're just out there to win. You're not. There's no style points. There's no. You're just trying to figure out a way to win because it's so crazy and it's so difficult to get a gauge on the team you're playing against and really the team you have.
Do you think that the Eagles will come out the first play of the game and try to make a shot, or you think they'll try to run the ball?
I don't know. I you know, a shot, I mean, a shot gives Chris Long a chance to run a stunt with Fred Robbins and get a deliver a blow to Michael Vick. I don't know. I mean, that look, they
well,
did
I'm
it.
I'm just saying I hope not because it seems like teams are picking up on that. I think the best play for the first – I think the most deadliest play that the Eagles have is that draw with LeSean McCoy. That draw is sick. I think if they come out that first play and do that rather than take a deep shot and then try to do maybe a deep shot on the second play. Mike, because they're going to dial up blitzes against that offensive line of the Eagles, and I'm kind of worried about
yeah.
that. I'm hoping that they can handle the crowd noise.
Yep.
And they can pick up some of the stunts.
Yep.
But for one, Spagnuolo doesn't have O.C. or Strahan. I'm not really too worried about their defensive front. I'm pretty sure he's got good blitzes to dial up, but I'm hoping the Eagles can pick it up.
Well, that's the challenge for Michael Vick. By the way, Trevard Lindley, according to our intrepid reporter Chris McPherson, is not practice squad eligible. He played in 11 games last year, so we will see where Trevard ends up. Hopefully he has a job in the NFL this year. Ray, give me a prediction for the game on Sunday.
I'm going 31-10 Eagles. Only reason why, I think the Eagles are 10 times faster on turf. They got too much speed for anybody on the defense. It's going to be a difficult task for them. That's why I don't see the Rams winning that game. I mean, it's possible. Anything could happen in the NFL, but I just think that I've never seen Michael Vick so confident in all the years. Donovan McNabb was never as confident as Michael Vick has been. I think that's going to change the outlook on the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
And I think great things are going to happen. I say 13-3 this year. The only reason why I'm saying that is because some of the good teams took a step back. Some of the bad teams took a step forward. But at the same time, I think the Eagles have always maintained that consistency of excellence. And I don't see them falling short this year.
Well, hey, Ray, thanks for the phone call. Love the optimism, and I think this is a team with great resolve. This is a team with great focus. I mean, there are enough veterans here that know how to win football games and to prepare for a season, and that's where we are, guys. We're preparing for a season. You know, I spent a couple of minutes yesterday with Jason Kelce talking about it, and he thinks it is much more difficult from a mental aspect in the NFL rather than a physical aspect. It really is just in terms of preparation. The way you watch film is different. The amount of film you watch is different. He's going to see things on Sunday that he's never seen. I wonder, do they max protect? What do they do? Let's go to Langhorne and talk to Mike. We'll try to squeeze one in here before Andy Reid comes up to the podium. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I am pumped up for the season, man. I am so ready to go after this lockout thing. It's just good to have that behind us.
Give me a prediction real quick, and I agree with you. Andy Reid, as you can see, is sprinting up the way.
Wow. There you go. I'm going to go 24-17 birds.
Okay. Hey, Mike, enjoy the season. Yep. And don't be a stranger, all right?
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Look at that media crowd gathering to hear Andy Reid, his first Wednesday before the game press conference in this 2011 season.
All right. Really, the only person that won't practice today will be Vince. And he's getting better. He's running on it in the pool, and it's really just a day-to-day thing right now. So making great progress, working his tail off. He's been in here since he had the injury to every day and long hours. And then we brought and re-signed Jose Leo Hansen, and Trevard Lindley was released again. It's good to have Jose back, and at the same time, Trevard was he's a good young player, and we obviously wish him the best. He gave us some very good snaps last year, and I know he's going to have a good career in the National Football League. Other than that, we're on to the Rams, so it's we look forward to the opportunity of playing the Rams, and we obviously know a little bit about them because of the coaching staff, and Spags has done a phenomenal job there, and you can see it with his defense and the way they ranked last year. Both he and Ken Flagel put together a defense that really accelerated in a lot of areas, third down being one of them, negative defensive plays, which also combines the sack percentage, and they were seventh in the National Football League in that, and seventh in negative runs, so behind line of scrimmage. So it's they've done a nice job, and the players, you turn on the film, you see the players playing their hearts out, fast and furious football. So and then offensively, when Pat left to Cleveland, he brought in Josh, and Josh has brought in with him the New England system, with either the system Pat was running, which is our system, or the New England system, they've got a quarterback there that can play football. And he was a great college player, and it hasn't changed a bit in the National Football since he's been in the National Football League. He knows how to play the game, tremendous accuracy and poise. And then they've got some familiar faces that were with us here at the Eagles. Right now, Quentin's playing his heart out. He's doing a nice job for him, and Al Harris is back and playing and doing a good job. And then Danny and Gibson, and I'm missing somebody here, but anyway, they're doing nice work and playing good football and helping that football team out. So between special teams, offense, and defense, we know we're playing a good football team. We're playing down there, which is a loud place. We've tried to attack that issue as far as working with the noise. We've got a couple of days under our belt with that. And so, again, we look forward to that challenge. Time's yours.
Did you have some type of, an agreement or with Jose Leo that you guys were going to cut him, but that there was a good chance he could be back if things worked out?
No, not necessarily. No.
Mm-mm. How did that all evolve? It's kind of an unusual run of events there.
Well, we just, as the time went on there, we thought that keep another veteran player that's got the experience that he has would work out. And so we were able to work it in there. We'll see how all that goes. I'm not obviously going to say who I'm playing and not playing. I mean, that's not what we do, right?
Then behind the decision, I mean, if there wasn't any, you cut a guy in Hanson, you kept Lindley, and then you wind up bringing Hanson back and cutting Lindley. So why?
Well, there are a lot of things that go into it. We just, Howie and I decided that as time went on here that we'd bring him back. And obviously it has to be a two-way consent there. So Jose wanted to come back and we wanted him back. So it all worked out well.
After having have you ever been with a team, it's not necessarily as a head coach, where four of your five offensive linemen are different than the previous year starting the season? Or different positions? You're playing different positions.
Well, my first couple of years, obviously when I took the job here, they were all different because I didn't know any of them. And then after that first year, we made some changes. And really every year for the first couple of years, there were three or so years, we made changes and added people, moved them around, did what we did.
Young can't play, so are you comfortable with just two quarterbacks, addressing?
Well, if that's the case, I would do that, yeah. I would, listen, I have a lot of trust in Mike Kafka, so I've said that publicly before. I mean, I don't make the Kevin Cobb deal without Mike Kafka having trust in his growth process. I wouldn't have done that, so... if that's the case, then I would probably go with two, and I've got full trust in Mike.
The first day up at Lehigh about the challenge of having so many new parts, new players, new coaches, new coordinators, new systems, and getting it all put together by opening day. How do you feel like that process has gone, and you've had, just 6 weeks really to squeeze a whole?
Ruben, when you got about three-quarters of the way through training camp, you kind of went, we're at that same point. Now, some of the young guys were still growing, and what you had different layers of players coming in at different times. So you had the first tier that came in, and then the free agents came in, and then you had a couple guys holding out, they came in. But by the time you got three-quarters of the way through, you felt like you're on track, and it seemed like the way it's always been.
Had such a little time with all these rookies and they missed the camps, and usually you have some veterans here who have started that you're not going to. Why this year, when you're all in, do you go with that approach where you play so many guys who've never played a down of NFL football?
Well, I'd have a hard time telling you that I wasn't all in every season. So, I mean, I've never come into a season where I didn't say I was all in. I mean, I'm there every year, so this is no different than that. I'm there this year.
It is different that you're starting more rookies than you've ever had, and this is the only different year
We've started rookies before, and I don't have a problem with that. And had rookies play a significant amount of time, and I'm okay with that. As long as they can play, right? That's the important part of it. So. And that goes for anybody. That goes for veteran players. As long as they're good players and they can play, then I'm a play them. And that's, that part's no different.
Now you've had Winston-Justice back for a couple of practices. How's he looking? Will he be able to play Sunday?
He's getting better. He's shooting for, for Sunday. I mean, he's trying to get himself back into the swing. This is the first time he's had a chance. Remember when he wasn't able to practice, the coaches weren't able to work with him. So on the different techniques and fundamentals. So that's all new for him. He's working through that right now.
And how much has Michael Vick grown, you think, from the end of last season?
Well, I think he's gotten better this camp. I think he picked up where he left off, and he's getting better every day. So, and that's the way it should be with every coach and every player. You should be working to do that. And one nice thing about football is there's no ceiling. So you can continue to work to get yourself better every day. There's some part of your game that you can do that with. And he came back in phenomenal shape and with a great mindset and wanted to take it even up another notch from last year. And he, you know, he's done that to this point. Now we've got to play the games and so on, and then time tells in those situations. But he sure has prepared himself well.
Andy, where's Jeremy Macklin right now in terms of?
Yeah, you know what? Jeremy practiced last week, and then he's last few practices, he's taking every snap like he had been playing, and so he'll have an opportunity to play.
And he's kind of an unusual situation with, and we've talked a lot about Deshaun during the summer, but obviously with his contract and playing for the minimum and putting himself at risk, has he shown you anything? I mean, has he expressed anything to you, or you're confident that he's going to go out there and be the Deshaun that you're used to seeing?
Deshaun came in and he made the point that there's a business side of it and the football side of it, and he was going to focus in. He's taking care of the business side, both he and Drew, and so now he's free to play football and not worry about that, and that's what he's done. I mean, he said he would do it, and that's how he's handled himself. He's been very focused. He's looking forward to getting the season started, and he separated the two, which, you know, that's not always an easy thing to do, but he's been very good with that.
And a cornerback with all the now you have Hanson back and all the other guys that we know you brought in who can play. What's your sense of what their roles are going to be now that you've had them through the preseason?
Yeah, well, we'll see. Yeah, listen, if you have the opportunity as a coach to have good players, then you play those players. And so and we'll have to see. They've got a group of receivers that are very quick and explosive. So it's important that we're able to match that and put good players out there, and we have good players here. So it's that's a good thing. Now we've just got to get down and make sure we detail our work. But
changing from week to week depending on matchup.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how all that works. It gives you a little flexibility there, depending on what Juan wants to do with it, and take it week by week and see how things go.
Steve Smith, will he be ready to play?
Well, you know what? He's going to go through this week. He's been taking reps with the first group in a rotation there. So I'm just going to see how he works out this week. I know he wants to play and feels like he's ready, and we'll just see how everything goes.
Hey, since after the game, preseason game, no, after watching
the tape.
Sorry?
Just say it a little bit louder. It's hard to hear from you.
We haven't talked to you since after the game. How did Watkins grade out, and how do you feel about him going into the first game? And, you know, you brought in another guard. You know, can you explain the thinking behind bringing in DeVan?
Well, the obvious with DeVan is he started, you know, a few years there for Howard and the Colts when Howard left. And did a nice job for him. He was starting guard on the Super Bowl team, and so he knows Howard's system, and which we're using right now. So it's that's a positive thing, and it gives us another good offensive lineman. And Danny did a nice job. Danny's, you know, you got to remember with Danny now, and this is an important thing here with him is that when you move from the college to the pros, that's a tough deal. When you move from tackle to guard, that's another tough deal. And when you move from the left side to the right side, that's another tough deal. And then you add on to it missing part of camp. So he's been playing a catch-up game all the way through here. And even though he's a little bit older, he's still a rookie. And he's working his tail off, and I'm proud of him for how he's handled things. And he'll do nothing but continue to get better.
Someone may bring up all those things you just mentioned and wonder why you're starting him at right guard.
Well, you know, he can play the game, and so we've got flexibility there to do whatever we want to do. That's the nice thing about it.
Will he start
some? Well, I'm not going to get into all the personnel things here. That's that's what we're. Well, we'll see.
There's been a lot of focus
just on Casey Matthews because of his name and the position he plays. Can you just talk about how he's handled the spotlight and the role that he's in right now?
You know what? Casey has done he's done a nice job. And what you saw with Casey was improvement every game that he played. And Juan hasn't slowed down with him. So he's asked him to be the primary signal caller. And he's he attacked that innate learning ability of his and tested it. And so Casey was able to retain and to be able to make all the calls and still at the same time get better every week playing football. And that's a tribute to the kid. You know, it's a little bit like what I was saying about Danny and probably what I tell you about Kelsey and the other rookies here is that role is another one that we've asked to do some things. They're all getting better, and that's a positive thing.
Andy, what have you made about the moves you made in the offseason and the expectations that come with that, probably maybe more heightened this year than before? Do you, as coaches and players, feel that excitement, or do you just temper it as always and try to just take it week by week?
Well, no, listen, we're coaches, we're players, this is what we do professionally. We're excited to get the season started. I don't think you talk to anybody in the business. I think you guys are the same way. It's time to get going. You guys want to get in the season and get this thing, get it going. And that's the exciting part about our business. So I think everybody's fired up, and I would say that about both teams. I think both teams will be fired up and ready to go.
It's kind of unusual. You designated Watkins as your starter on draft day, and I mean he's been with the ones since day one. So it's kind of unusual that you won't confirm that he's going to start. I mean, are you having second guesses there? Or?
No, but listen, if I weren't to put him in, I operate with that. Is sometimes it's good to take one small step back to take a big step forward, and so. He'll be out there. You'll see him out there practicing, and we've got Kyle, who also can play in that spot, and so we're comfortable with either direction that we go, and that's how I feel.
Okay. So as you know, Steve Spagnuolo likes to bring a lot of blitz packages. What types of challenges does that present for your offensive line, as it's configured now with all the younger players?
Well, listen, there's nobody sharper than Spags and Flage. Ken Flage, I worked with for a lot of years, and he's pretty good too. So I'm sure they'll have some good stuff for us that we've got to answer. I mean, that's what they do, and there are not a lot of people that do it better. So, you know, we'll prepare the best way we can possibly prepare and be ready for them.
Maybe what
was
the decision not to bring him back?
Well, listen, this was a great opportunity for Quentin and his family, and you know, that's just professionally. So it's my hat's off to him. Quentin was one of our team captains here, so I a great leader and a great player. And in this day and age of the National Football League, things like this happen, so... but I'm one of his biggest fans. I probably won't be that big of a fan on Sunday, but I mean, only because we're playing him. But I'm always pulling for Quentin. He's a heck of a football player.
Okay. All right, that is head coach Andy Reid. And interesting, he did not commit to Danny Watkins there. I think you have the speaker on, Ryan. Dave Spitter with you here. What we're going to do now, we're going to take a little break. We're going to digest what Andy Reid said there. I think the Eagles are going to start Watkins, but it sounds like Kyle DeVan's also getting some reps. I guess that's how I read into it. It's kind of the big news of the day there. And, of course, the Eagles bringing back Joselio Hansen. We'll be in the locker room shortly. We want to talk about that Joselio Hansen deal, find out what happened. And to do that, we're going to bring in Adam Kaplan, our NFL reporter, in just one moment. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back on Eagles Live.
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use GEICO.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Many people stop exercising because it makes them cough, wheeze, or feel tightness in their chest. Are you one of them? It may be exercise-induced bronchospasm, or EIB. These symptoms are preventable with treatment. Go to EIBandMe.com to learn more and get back to being active.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
She's even more beautiful now. Are you me? Quite a while from now. So, how'd I do? You did great. But don't forget about us. We still need financial advice. We have to protect and grow our money. You never know what's around the corner, Grandpa.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Want the latest Eagles news as the story breaks? Then follow us at Eagles Insider on Twitter. You'll not only get breaking news, but pictures, inside information, and prize giveaways. So make sure to go to twitter.com/Eagles Insider and follow the leaders of Eagles news.
Well, I'm back. Dave Spadaro here. Big news of the day, Joselio Hansen is back as well. Eagles re-signing Joselio to a 2-year contract, a valuable player on this football team in a lot of ways. Dime cornerback, special teams player, runs the gunner, will do a lot of things to help the Eagles. Unbelievable depth and really a shocker move. So to help us figure all this out, we bring in our NFL reporter, one Adam Kaplan. He joins us on the telephone. Adam, good day to you, and quite a surprising move, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, especially, Dave, with the way it went down last weekend. I didn't see this coming, but it came down over the last 24 hours, and the Eagles brought him back. And as you mentioned, and I agree, they now have tremendous depth. They could pretty much play their corners any way they want. They can go with single slot, double slot, go with two corners, four corners, all could play. All have experience. It's quite remarkable. And I will tell you, when I've been kind of breaking down this Rams matchup as I get ready for my analysis of the Rams this week, with Josh McDaniels being their offense coordinator, he likes going with multiple receiver sets. So the Eagles are going to be really ready now for the Rams and what they'd like to do.
Why didn't Joselio, we all expected when Joselio, first of all, we expected a week ago that Joselio would get traded. Why did that not happen?
Well, four teams, in my understanding, really were hot after him. But the Eagles, as they did with Nnamdi Asamoah, came in and got the job done. They never, here's the thing I did not know. They never took their eyes off of bringing him back. They just wanted to see how the market was set. And they wanted to make sure that Hansen wanted to come back. Because after it went down like it did, you just never know what a veteran is thinking at this point. But Hansen also knows that going back with the Eagles, based on the teams that I've heard that were involved in looking to sign him, the Eagles clearly are the best team out of that group, and he chose to go with the best team, and that gives him the best chance to win a ring.
But, Adam, why would a team not – I mean, there are cornerbacks – their teams just have no cornerbacks. The Giants,
yep.
Carolina Panthers. Why didn't they give up a sixth-round draft pick last week to acquire Joselio Hansen?
Dave, as I said on your show last week, teams did not want his contract. I thought that was clear. There was plenty of interest in him, but taking a guy who had a contract, he's going to make around $2 million, and you want to get him around the veteran minimum, and that was not going to happen.
At a time when teams have
I know. Well, the Giants especially, Dave. I mean, I agree with you. You make a fair point. If I were in the Giants' shoes, I would have done that in a second, but they didn't do it, and they lost out. Kelvin Hayden, who the Eagles will face in week two, he was signed by the Falcons over a week ago. He'll be their nickel. they're just not there's not a lot of talent out there. Hanson was clearly the best corner. And then then finishing off here with Hanson, and listening to Reed's press conference, he wouldn't confirm what Hanson's role is going to be. I just think that I know Brandon Hughes has been a great story for them, but to me, Hanson is one of the better slot corners in the National Football League. And ironically, they're facing one of the best young slot corners, a former Eagle, mind you, and Danny Amendola had a breakout season last year.
Adam, when the Eagles released Hanson, we kind of said this is going to save some money under the cap. This will allow the Eagles to do some other things, maybe sign some players. How does this now affect the salary cap
and their
ability to have some flexibility?
Yeah, it's a good question. Akeem Jordan, by the way, his contract is just all they did is give him one more year. There's no more money. He got escalators put into his contract. So if he plays a certain amount of snaps and has a certain amount of production, he can make a little bit more money. But that's not going to change anything. You know, Hanson's deal, I haven't seen it yet, but I can't imagine he'll be making the same exact money as he did last year. Actually would have been made this season, so in essence they would be saving, had they had him on the roster originally, they'd be saving some money. But, you know, overall they still, my calculations as of yesterday, I had them about in between $3 and $4 million, but it just depends on certain things they do with the roster this week. But again, people want to know about DeSean Jackson. I felt all along, once they get serious with this negotiation, it's going to get done rather quickly. Right now it's going very slowly, and you know why, I can't tell you, but I know this. Talking to people around the league about this deal, the average per year is going to be very, very big in this deal. And my sense is it should hit around $8.5 million, which is where the deal for Greg Jennings came in and Roddy White came in. Those are two outstanding receivers, and obviously DeSean Jackson is one. I can't see him getting $10 million more a season. That to me is, for the player that he is, I just don't know if he would justify that. But he's an elite deep threat. He should get as much as money as he can, but I think things will get done eventually.
When you say eventually, Adam, I mean, DeSean's going to go into the season?
All I can tell you is I'm not involved in negotiations.
Well, I will tell you this.
People familiar with it.
Yeah.
They seem to think, well, once the Sausage finds some common ground, it get done rather quickly. I'll admit, I thought it would have been done by now, but they had to get the deal done first. I can't tell you why that it's not close. I can't tell you that.
Okay. So a good move today by the Eagles, bringing back Joselio Hanson, and you just never give up on Howie and Andy, and they see players definitely. I think it seems to me, look, Adam, if the money's relatively equal, players would rather be here than elsewhere.
I agree with you, and I've learned a valuable lesson. When not just with what the Eagles do, with any team, I was told back in March that the Eagles were going to go after Asamoah. Talk with more sources, told that it was not going to happen, was dead. Little did we know that the Eagles were kind of lying in the weeds there, waiting for the number to come down, being very smart about it. And then we go to this Hanson deal. I thought there was no way, Dave, that they'd get him back, or they could get him back. I thought for sure he would have signed with another team. But the Eagles, again, they're very shrewd with what they do. They understand the market, and they understand really personnel. And honestly, looking at the situation, he's going to be on the field more than you probably think, despite the depth they have a cornerback. I think it's very fascinating what the Eagles have done here.
Adam, will we see you tomorrow here?
You will hopefully see me tomorrow. I've got a couple things going on, but you will see me on Eagles Nightly.
Yes.
I do want to talk about that very quickly here. Greg Cosell and I, we did what we think is a fun segment and a very interesting, informative segment that's already up there at PhiladelphiaEagles.com, where we break down really why the Eagles drafted Jason Kelce and why he's starting. A great breakdown by Greg Cosell, did a phenomenal job. And then we talk about Danny Watkins, what he brings to the table, and really overall kind of schematically what the Eagles are going to do with both these players. And then we will be also doing a segment. I will be doing a segment with former NFL defensive lineman Dan Klecko, where we will be breaking down the Rams' offense and defense from a personnel standpoint and kind of what they like to do.
Yeah. Well, we love it, and the fans have been responding well. And Adam Kaplan, we thank you for your time as always.
Thank you.
All right, that's Adam Kaplan. Dave Spadaro with you. We're coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Are you?
Yeah.
In about 15 years.
I just want to commend you for sitting in coach.
Why? Well, you're saving, but you still need some financial advice. We need a plan to help protect and grow our money throughout our life.
Retirement isn't the finish line.
Where are you going?
Back to first class. We can afford it now.
Confidently face your future with Lincoln Financial.
Turn left. You have arrived.
Sweet belt. E-reader for textbooks. GPS. HD video cam for lectures. Gamepad. Have you ever considered this? It's got all that and more than 200,000 apps.
Technology to learn and play on the go. Only at Verizon. Buy one Droid 3 by Motorola, the thinnest full QWERTY smartphone ever, for $199.99 and get another one free.
40 years. 14,610 days. 1.2 billion seconds of Gatorade science, passion, and evolution. All for the 1 second you needed. The G-Series. Prime. Perform. Recover.
When times are tough, it can be hard to find that little extra bit of money. That's why you should get the Inquirer. It comes with so many coupons and money-saving deals, savings almost fly out of its pages. Use the Inquirer every day, and those savings really, well, pile up. In fact, last year, the Inquirer carried over $129,000 worth of coupons and special ad offers. That's a heap of money. So get the Inquirer. It could be the difference between getting by and getting going.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call Better Banking.
The biggest thing about the first play of the drive, we knew the play the night before and we was going deep, we was going to take a shot.
Oh, he's back, and he is looking deep.
This one's called the Deshauninator. If he hits it, he can rename it.
Many people expect the Philadelphia Eagles to be playing for the lead often. Heath, is it too much to expect this team to be playing deep into January?
I don't think so. I think the expectations are good. You talk about an Andy Reid-led team. This guy knows how to win ball games. Michael Vick, as a starter, you talk about four Pro Bowls in 8 years of play for him. The pieces are there. They need to manage these expectations. They need to continue to move forward, work hard, pay attention to the details that will afford them the opportunity to win big games late in this season.
I'm not buying the hype on Philadelphia. When you watch them on tape, their defense has really kind of have to find itself. New defensive coordinator Juan Castillo has never coached defense before, and I know he's played linebacker, but I think when you play chess with the great offensive coaches in the league and have never called a defense, I think that's going to be a growing period that you're going to have to endure through. And then let's talk about the Philadelphia offensive line. Michael Vick, great player. 2-3 down the stretch last year. Got hit way too much. Can he stay healthy? Now they're reshuffling the offensive line. Now they're going to take Todd Hermans, their starting left guard, and move him to right tackle. Danny Walters, their first-round draft pick, the rookie, has really struggled in pass protection this year, this summer. I think there's a lot of question marks with that offensive line up front, and if Michael Vick doesn't stay healthy, I think it's going to be somewhat of a concern. I think Philadelphia, yeah, Andy Reid does a good job of preparing his team, but there's question marks here in Philadelphia. I don't think this is a runaway for the Eagles. I think they have some concerns defensively and offensively.
Well, you said runaway. Nothing in this league is a...
Another good thing about GEICO is they've got, like, real live people working there 24/7. So, like, say you need to report a claim, right? A real person will be there to help you. Then you can use geico.com to view photos of the damage, track your claim, print an estimate. You want an English muffin? They literally hand you a toasted muffin with butter and jam. Oh, tasty. That's a complete dramatisation, of course, but you get my point.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Guys, healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar. That's what makes Snap look extraordinary. Not this.
Healthy green tea, tasty black tea, real sugar.
What'd he say?
No idea.
Snapple. Made from the best stuff on Earth.
Beaky, I've been wondering.
Yes, sweet?
How can you eat ice cream every day and still fly?
Simple, it's not ice cream.
Sweet, sweet, what?
It's frozen yogurt from Turkey Hill Dairy. It's enriched with calcium and vitamin D for stronger wings. Try some.
It's delicious. I'm going to get some for myself. God fly.
Turkey Hill Dairy's frozen yogurt and light recipe ice cream. Enrich timeless goodness imported from Lancaster County.
Hey, Eagles fans, this is Mike Vick, and you're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Want the latest Eagles news as the story breaks? Then follow us at Eagles Insider on Twitter. You'll not only get breaking news, but pictures, inside information, and prize giveaways. So make sure to go to twitter.com/Eagles Insider and follow the leaders of Eagles news.
Eagles Live, the name of our show here, live from the NovaCare Complex, 215-339-6709. Had a great show so far. We're still going to get some locker room reaction, locker room mood. Want to take some phone calls first. So let's go down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Talk to Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
I'm on the phone.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's this? Shannon.
Oh, this is Reggie from L.A.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is? I'm sorry. What's your name?
Reggie from L.A.
Hey, Reggie. How are you?
Hey, long time, Dave.
Yeah, is everything good?
Yeah, I'm listening to every.
What happened to Shannon? Yeah, Shannon left.
Good. I don't know how to get through, though.
No, hey, we're glad to have you. What's going on, Reggie?
Well, yeah, I wanted to call you because I heard that a couple you played of Michael Lombardi, and I think what happened a couple of years ago, actually, I met him. He was in Palm Springs, actually, the team, at a restaurant.
Okay.
It was just after we traded McNabb to the Redskins. So I approached him. He's a nice guy, first of all.
Yes, he is.
And I said, what do you think? He goes, I said, I think made a mistake. He goes, no. He says, Mike Shanahan. He had that Cheshire Cat look in his eye when he got McNabb. I'm saying, I'm going to take him right now, okay? Lombardi, McNabb is no longer the quarterback, and he made a mistake, and you mark my words. And sure enough, right? He bombed out in Larson. So
yes, he did, Reggie.
I take his thoughts with a grain of salt, personally.
Well, a lot of people do, but I like Mike.
Nice guy. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. And, but you know, the Super. But I got to tell you, Reggie, the Super Bowl predictions are, it's interesting. Everybody's throwing all this dream team nonsense at us, right?
Oh, yeah.
And nobody's picking the Eagles to go to the Super Bowl.
Good.
So, yeah, I agree. I like that.
You know, and also, this is funny, too, about hypocrites. Like, you know, once in a while, I get actually Sirius Radio, too, and I listen to NFL.
Yes.
Kerwin.
Yes.
And I listen to the radio, and he goes, oh, yeah, I picked the Giants. Like, I think, like, the last week, because they win the NFC East. And then if you go on NFL.com, he picks the Eagles.
Yeah, well,
I mean, come on.
I don't know how you pick the Giants now with all the injuries they've had.
Oh, you can't.
I still think they're going to be a very difficult offensive team. I like their system. I like their skill position players. But, boy, that defense. Five players go down for the season. Players, really, that they were counting on. Still good up front. But the linebackers and the cornerbacks, tough. Hey, Reggie, give me a prediction for this game.
I think they're going to have to beat them pretty good. I think they're going to win, I'm going to say, 31-14.
Okay.
And also, I'm not that. I think it's okay, I think, and if Devon starts ahead of Watkins, he'll be right guard.
I think Watkins starts this week, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't think so. Want to bet?
No, I don't, because I don't want to bet against players or anything, but I hear you.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Reggie. Thanks for the call, 215-339-6709. We're starting to get some feedback from the locker room. Sam, who'd you have there? Michael Vick will be up very shortly here. Always interested to hear what he has to say. You know, I saw Michael yesterday. He's here every day. On a day off, I love when, you know, you can kind of sense who's got it, who doesn't have it. He's got it. He was here working hard. Just didn't want to bother him. You know what I mean? Give him a day off from the media. Let's go out to L.A. Stay out in L.A. Talk to Tucker. Hey, Tucker.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? I had to get in here, man. I cannot believe it's crazy. So Devan is starting at right guard.
I don't know. We don't know that. We don't know that.
Well, I'm hearing on Twitterverse, like Jeff McLaren and those guys are saying that he took all the first team reps today.
I don't confirm that stuff. They haven't even had practice yet. They had a walkthrough this morning. They have a walkthrough, then they have practice in the afternoon.
What do you think? Why was he let go in Indy? That's my question.
I don't know. I don't know that. I don't know that question.
Maybe y'all could ask him that.
Well, I don't know if he probably doesn't know.
You guys do a great job with your job. I don't need to tell you guys what to do, obviously. But I'm just saying, like, I wonder why he got released. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'd like to know that myself. He started. Look, teams change coaches, or they draft players. They like other players. I still think Watkins will be a big factor. But I don't know what's going to happen for Sunday.
And then Hazelia, I'm really, really. You know, it's funny because, you know, when a player gets let go from your favorite team, you know, you try to, like, marginalize it in your head or talking to friends and stuff. Oh, you know, he's not that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's pretty good, but now that he's back, I'm like, it's a kind of a sigh of relief to me. I really like having Azaleo in the slot because I didn't think DR seeded great in the preseason. I haven't heard that he's done great from people who break down film and stuff. So I'm glad that Azaleo's back.
Well, Azaleo, you know, five teams interested in him, had opportunities to go elsewhere. I think DRC is a really good player. I think he's a dime package player.
Oh, absolutely. He's going to be a beast on the outside. And I think this is just – I think it's just a fantastic move. And I think it's really smart. Danny Walker is going to be a good player. But like Andy said, he's moving from college to the pros, from left
to right, from guard to the right, tackle to
from
guard.
Tackle to guard. I mean, that's a lot to take in for anybody.
Yeah. I'm with you, Tucker. Wait, look, I don't care who plays. I never care who plays. I don't play favorites. I just want to win. So let's just see what they do.
All right, well, let me pick my score then.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a close game. I'm taking the Eagles 24-21.
Okay. A bit closer than most Eagles fans think, Tucker.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man.
All right, Dave. Talk to you next time.
215-339-6709. So in case you have missed it, here we go. Hoselio Hansen rejoins the Eagles. The Eagles release cornerback Travard Lindley, a fourth-round draft pick last year. He is not practice squad eligible, so we wish Travard the best of luck. And I guess you never say goodbye for too long around here because you never know what's going to come back around. Dave Spadaro with you. It's Eagles Live. We'll hear from Michael Vick in just one moment. First, let's go to Delaware and talk to Clayton. Hey, Clayton.
Dave, how you doing today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Doing good. I've seen that. I heard Andy Reid say something about Devan.
Yep.
Do you see him moving where Evan Mathis is?
No. Well, he's taking reps at right guard right now.
Okay.
So.
Okay. But once Danny Watkins gets acclimated, do you see him taking Evan Mathis' spot?
I have no idea.
No.
I mean, I hope nobody. I hope the offensive line plays so great that there's no spots to be taken.
Right.
I think Evan Mathis is a tough, workmanlike, no-frills left guard. Fine. I don't know anything about Kyle Devan other than he knows what Howard Mudd is asking for him. He's probably more up to speed with what Mudd wants, and that's why he's taking reps at right guard right now. And it sounds like there is a chance that Danny Watkins will not start in the opener against the St. Louis Rams.
Wow, who would have expected that, right?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now that we're bringing Julio back, do you see us running a lot of four-set corner?
I thought they would run four cornerbacks. It depends on what the offenses are going to do to them. I mean, if you're going to throw out four wides, yeah. I mean, I think the Eagles are most talented on defense when they have their cornerbacks on the field, yeah. But if you see four cornerbacks on the field, your general reaction would be to run the football. So
Gotcha. It's
kind of a chess match. It's going to be a very interesting chess match to see as they match up personnel, see what the Eagles end up with on the field.
And one last thing is, I know. Do you stop by practice at all?
On Wednesdays. Wednesdays is closed. I am there Thursday and Friday.
Juwan Jarrett, how's he doing?
Yeah, I mean, he's fine. He's not starting. He will eventually. Right now it's Paige and Kirk Coleman. I think Kirk Coleman's played great football. But they have big plans for Jaquan Jarrett, yes.
All right, and I'm going to give you my prediction, Dave. I'm saying 24-6.
So you like this defense, huh?
I do.
Okay. Clayton,
thanks
so much.
You have a good day.
You got it, my friend. Thank you so much for the call.
Yep.
That's Clayton in Delaware joining us. Let's take a little break. When we come back, we will come back with Michael Vick and get his thoughts. The leader of the team, the franchise quarterback, getting ready for the blitz-heavy St. Louis Rams on the road, loud dome. Vick's got to keep his cool. He's got to recognize everything that he's got in front of him and make plays down the field. Michael Vick up next here on Eagles Live, and we're going to bring you a whole lot more. Don't forget, we are live tonight at 7 o'clock with Eagles Nightly. Coming right back on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Where do you go to find a super business? You know, the ones who do such a super job, they're backed by the super guarantee. Only Super Pages. Wherever you are, wherever you're going, you'll find the super business you need. So next time, let the good guys save the day. Get the super guarantee, only at Super Pages. Online, on your phone, or in the book. Look for your Super Pages being delivered now.
Can't fool people. Nothing sells like the truth. From our fresh pack sauce to our fresh veggies to our 100% fresh dough, never frozen, at Papa John's, we believe fresh is better. Nobody does what Papa John's does.
Carry out a large one-topping pizza for only $7.99. That's a large Papa John's pizza with your choice of one topping for only $7.99. Carry out only.
Everything's better when Papa's in the house. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Saving for our child's college fund was getting expensive.
Yes, it was. So to save some money, we taught our 5-year-old how to dunk.
Scholarship. Honey, go get him.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro here, Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. In a moment, we will hear from Michael Vick. But for now, let's go to New Jersey and talk to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
It's good, thank you. How are you?
I am doing well.
Have you received your Eagles catalog in the mail yet?
Yes, and I also got the email for the digital.
The digital is online. Just go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com. You are here. But it's loaded, my friend.
You know, what I haven't gotten yet is the renewal for Eagles Kids Club. Is that coming up soon?
I don't know that answer. I do not know that answer.
Because I don't want it to lapse.
I hear you. I'll go upstairs and put in the word. I'll ask the question.
All right. It's hard to believe we're just a few days away from Eagles football.
I know. It's great, isn't it?
It is. And, I'm pretty... pretty optimistic about the season, optimistic about this game. We do have a lot of questions.
Sure.
I don't know if I have a whole lot of concerns because, I do trust the coaching staff to make the right decisions and put the best players on the field. It is really interesting how much Howard Mudd has a say in the personnel, it seems. I tend to wonder if one of the ways to coax him out of retirement was to tell him that he would have some say in who we draft, in who we bring in, and in who stays. Well, and who gets cut.
Yeah, I think, listen, when you have a legend like this, somebody who's so highly respected, you let him have some input.
Yeah, and it's glaringly obvious that he does. You know, everybody says that, you know, Watkins and Kelsey were, you know, must-type players, and then obviously they brought in. So, and even for that matter, Ryan Harris. So, you know, it's just remains to be seen how quickly this line gels. I have no doubt that, you know, the second half of the season, the offensive line and the defense is going to be kicking on all cylinders. So it's just a matter of this first half of the season, how quickly can all come together. And you know, Andy Reid's teams traditionally aren't fast starts. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, listen, start fast, get out there and win two road games and come back home and take care of business. So, but you're right, Rick. Look, they it's not only Howard Mudd. It's putting a lot of trust in your special teams coordinator. I mean, you're going into a season with two rookies as your kickers.
Right.
That tells you that they really believe in what Bobby April can do. It's going out and saying to Jim Washburn, we want you to come here, and we're going to give you some help. Here's Jason Babin, here's Cullen Jenkins. So, yeah, they've put a ton of trust in their coaching staff. I think it's great. But I agree with starting fast. The team has not done that historically as much as you'd like them to do. I'm looking for 2004 all over again. Let's get out to a 7-0 start. Give me a prediction for Sunday's game, Rick.
24-17, Dave.
Wow, much closer than I expected from you.
Yeah, well, you know, I just want to be realistic. I think, you know, our defense is going to take some time to gel. You know, we'll get a couple of turnovers from Bradford. And, you know, I think Steven Jackson's going to get his yards. He's going to get his carries. But ultimately, you know, when it comes to the red zone, we're going to be much improved.
Right. Hey, Rick, thanks for the call.
All right, take care, Dave.
All right, we've got Michael Vick from the locker room, the franchise, talking about the opener Sunday against the Rams.
First time since 2006 you started an NFL season as a starting quarterback. How significant is that for you?
That's the same question you asked me on Mondays.
I was there Monday.
You was. It was you.
No, it was not.
It was him.
No, it wasn't.
You would vouch for him. I mean, you know, you know, it's great to have an opportunity to have the starting role again in this league, and you know, I'm excited about it. You know, opening day has been a long time. I know the excitement that comes along with it, and not only myself, my teammates are excited as well, and this is what it's all about.
Do you feel like you've grown a lot since, you know, that last game against Green Bay, and I know that perception didn't sit well. How much do you think you've grown, you know, since that point?
Well, I think I've grown tremendously over the last 3 or 4 months, you know, as far as football is concerned. I had a lot of time to think about, you know, the mistakes that I made, a lot of time to look over everything that needed to be corrected. And, you know, it all remains to be seen. You know, experience is the best teacher, like I always said. And we have to go out this week and you know, show and prove. So I can't dwell on the past, can't dwell on what happened last year. You know, it's all about moving forward.
What do you see from St. Louis defensively?
With, you know, they got a lot of guys on their defense who, you know, are straight ahead. And the guys fly around, you know, look like they're confident in what they're doing. And we're just going to have to attack them and just make sure that, you know, we're fundamentally sound in every other game. And, you know, everything is precise. And, you know, we're on the road, crowd noise. We have to deal with that. So it's a lot of elements. But, you know, good football teams find a way to prevail. And, you know, we're looking to do that. And hopefully we'll do that.
Mike, have you been in touch with Q at all? And
a lot of elements. But, you know, good football teams find a way to prevail. And, you know, we're looking to do that. And hopefully we'll do that.
Mike, have you been in touch with Q at all, and what do you think about going up against him?
I haven't been in touch with Q, but, you know, one thing I do know about him, he was a great teammate. I enjoyed him when he was here, and I know he's a one hell of a football player. So, you know, it'd be good to go out there and play against him. And you know, in this league, change is inevitable, and, you know, things are going to happen. Guys are going to move around, and, you know, it's all about going out there and putting your best foot forward.
When he's so familiar with the defense and here with the offense you guys run, how much of an advantage can that be for him and the Rams?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a defensive guy, so I don't know how they communicate as far as what he's seen with us. But I do know we do a lot. So, you know, every week it varies as far as what we're going to do. So I couldn't answer that question
Michael,
for you.
How do you think DeSean Jackson has handled this summer?
I think DeSean has done great. You know, I think his attitude exemplifies that. He wants to be the consummate teammate. He wants to, you know, earn everything that's going to come his way. And if you see him out in the practice field, you see him in the locker room, he's a happy individual. And you know, you only can control what you can control. And you know, things that happen when it's time. And I think he understands that.
I know you're probably asked this again, I'm tired of asking it, but given all the moves that are made here and all the
You know, all that about, you know, what, you know, we can do, the potential, that's over with. It's time to play the game. So, you know, I really can't answer that question. You know, the season is here, and everybody just has to wait and see what's going to happen. We can talk and say whatever we want. It's not going to mean anything. So I guess in week three or week four, you know, you'll be able to write, you know, what you think your assumption of what the season's going to be like or how it's been so far has been. So you just be patient. You need to learn patience, man. You got to learn some. You got to teach this guy some patience.
Mike, don't you think it seems a little consistent though when the team says all in, but then goes ahead with five rookies in some pretty critical positions: kicker, linebacker, guard. I mean, I think the fans think that looks inconsistent. It seem can you see that inside the locker room? How there's mixed signals being sent?
No, I don't see it at all. I mean, you know, the decisions have been made to play certain guys, and that's what it's going to be. And as we support our coaches and their decisions and as players. So we believe in the guys who are out in the field, and we don't even look at them as if they're rookies. You know, so, you know, it's all about instilling confidence in one another and having that level of optimism, and I think we have that.
Andy made it sound that maybe Danny Watkins won't be getting started right guard, so it would be another kind of shuffling piece of the offensive line. What do you expect, you know, to start out with all the new parts?
It all remains to be seen. I think we got to teach you some patience as well. I mean, we just got to wait and see, man. We're all excited. We're not dwelling on what we don't think is going to happen well for us. We want to go out and, you know, just like I say, be explosive. You know, things are not going to happen. Things are not going to be perfect. Every player is not going to be perfect. And we know that. And I've been in this game a long time to understand that. So we're not asking guys to come out and be, you know, perfect. You know, we're asking them to come out and be consistent. And if you can be consistent in this game, you'll play for a long time.
Mike, you made a point of emphasis over the course of this training camp for blitz recognition and reaction. What did you learn this training camp in this summer about that, going into this game against a very high blitzing team?
Well, just how to pick up the blitzes. And you know, that's something we worked hard on, and it's paid dividends for me. I'm excited about where we're at. It has me excited about the season going in, doing things differently than what I did last year, seeing things from a different view and standpoint this year. So, you know, I'm excited, you know, because it changes, you know, my game in a sense, but still allows me to go out and play the way I like to play. So, you know, I think that's just growing as a quarterback. And, you know, still got a lot of growing to do.
All right, thanks, guys. Guys, ready to go. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, there you go. Michael Vick, very relaxed, very confident, little personality there. And actually a very nice shot by our friend Duffy. You can see how much media crowd the locker, all the microphones. Vic chooses to do his press conferences almost on a daily basis around his locker. Doesn't want to stand out. Doesn't want to be, you know, apart from the team. So That's why he does it in the locker room. Donovan used to do it in the auditorium, and that was fine. Now Vic is doing it in his locker, and that is fine. All right, so the big news of the day here, Hozelio Hansen, Eagles cornerback, returns. Why? How? We got in tight with Jose in the Eagles locker room.
Over the weekend, so, but I came back here and just, you know, waited around and, you know, agent was working hard, so, you know, waited to see where I was going to go.
Can you describe?
Or if I was going to go anywhere.
So. I'm sorry. Can you describe what the emotions have kind of been like for you over the last, you know, 3-4 days here? I mean, you might be on the team, then you get cut, you might be traded, you know, kind of all over.
It was a business. It's the NFL, you know. So, you know, the emotions, I can't say I was just, everything was normal, but I knew it was a lot of things that I couldn't control. So, but all I know is I'm happy to be back here and ready to play for the Eagles again, you know, some more.
Were you surprised to be let go? Were you equally surprised to be re-signed?
I mean, I really thought I was going to get traded, but then when that didn't happen, then I knew they were going to probably let me go, and I was going to be a free agent. So I kind of expected something was going to happen.
How many teams did you talk to?
We talked to quite about five teams. I mean, it's tough though getting released around this time because everybody kind of has their team set for the first week. So, you know, I weighed my options and I felt like this was the best. This made the most sense was to come back here.
So. What about coming back to the Eagles made the most sense?
I know the environment, I know the coaches, know the playbook. Know my teammates, you know, everything. So it's made the most sense to me right now.
I imagine you came back thinking that despite the talent they have here, you're going to be the starting nickel corner.
You never know. I mean, I've always thought that I was, you know, the best nickel here, but you know, it is what it is. I'm just going to wait my turn, really. Okay. If they want me to go in, I go in. Yeah.
I imagine you came back because you thought you would see time, whether it's nickel, somewhere in this defense.
I'll see time, at least on dime. So mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to playing. Just want to play football. Yeah.
Like 72 hours ago,
thanks.
What did you think the chances were you would be standing here again?
72 hours, 3 days ago? I would say it was 50-50. Yeah. 50-50. About 3 days ago, it was about 50-50.
So you always knew there was a shot that you could wind up back in this locker room
team at the level? Oh, yeah. I always knew it was a shot because other teams were kind of, you know, they weren't really pulling any triggers or, you know. But, you know, like I said, everybody now kind of has their team set for the first week. So, you know, I could have – but I still had interest, so.
What'd you do in Atlantic City?
I gambled a little bit, but – I think I broke even, so it all worked out.
Sort of like
Yeah.
Did you feel a small amount of disrespect when you saw that they released you and certain elements that they kept here initially?
You know, as a player, you always, you know, that's going to happen. When you get released, you're always going to feel like you, you know, you don't deserve that. But, you know, it's part of the business, you know. I had a nice contract. I was going to make a lot of money. So with this salary cap being so low now, you know, things happen. You see yesterday, Jaguars cut their starting quarterback. So things can happen here that, you know, out of nowhere.
Did you take a pay cut to come back?
All right. That is Hozelio Hansen back with the Eagles. Good to see him. And he will contribute as a dime cornerback on special teams in the gunner position. A good player to have here on this roster. Let's take one final check of today's headlines. It's been a busy, busy day as the Eagles get ready for the St. Louis Rams. As we talked about, Hozelio Hansen returns. 2-year deal. Cornerback Trevard Lindley, player the Eagles are high on. See where he goes. Fourth-round pick last year from Kentucky. We wish him the best of luck. Michael Vick, confident for the Rams matchup. Of course he is. Now, Andy Reid, kind of toward the end of his press conference, asking about Danny Watkins. Hey, Kyle DeVan starting at right guard, could that be? Well, there have been reports out there, which we do not confirm. We don't talk about that stuff, but that said that DeVan taking reps this morning with the first team at right guard. So it's very possible the Eagles could have yet another change. The offensive line is just trying to find its best five, and that is Howard Mudd's job, and he will get the job done, of course. And then tonight on Eagles Nightly at 7 p.m., our film room feature, Greg Cosell, Adam Kaplan, talking about and going really deep into the film study on middle linebacker Casey Matthews, 7 o'clock tonight on Eagles Nightly right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro with you. Want to thank you for joining us on Eagles Live. We're back again tomorrow at 11. We're here every day, Monday through Friday at 11. Every day, we're here Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. with Eagles Nightly. Every day, Monday through Saturday, we kick off your day with The Daily Eagle, which is a one-stop shop for everything you need to know to start your day the right way, the Eagles way, on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Again, thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.
Let's go!